Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
BB Baskin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm in top form, Ray. Thank you very much. Top form, not a bother.
Yeah. And I was just saying there to Brendan Nula that everybody's approach to what we're going through is different. And you've had a comparatively good lockdown.
Well, very good in my mind. It wouldn't have been particularly good financially, but that's a whole other story. And I suppose it depends on what you put first and also what you're in a position to put first. Because, you know, as Nula said there, there are young couples with 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, a mortgage, all that stuff. They're in desperate straits and besought with worry. And I have musician friends like a great Cork band called Savage Cabbage. They haven't had a gig since this week last year. Mm. I personally haven't had a speaking event either since this day last year. But I did other things in the meantime. And yeah, I've been very happy in lockdown.
And how do you do it? And I know you have BB's happiness place where you're sharing your secrets. Yeah. So how do you keep your wellness going?
Well, there are just certain practices that you have to acknowledge and get into your daily routine. And there are also certain mental attitudes that you can have. And I know that there's a lot of talk now about meditation. And I've just made a little promo there, you know, a homemade thing, right? Yeah. Where I say entrepreneur, Richard Branson, the Dalai Lama, and our own Brezzy. What do they all have in common? They meditate. So in BB's Happy Place, this is a private group on Facebook. I started it only in January. I'll teach you meditation. So that's one of the little tools of having a happier lockdown. And many other things as well. There's a whole rake of stuff in that little place.
Yeah. And Ayurveda. Is it Ayurveda or Ayurveda?
Yeah.
And that's you bring that. That's where you learned that over in India when you were there for all those years. So remind us what that is.
Oh, my God. That is a system of medicine that if you want to become an Ayurvedic doctor, it takes you about 7 years of study like you would do here if you want to become a GP. I can't possibly tell you in a couple of
minutes. Okay, right. Well, maybe when we get to the other side. Maybe when we get to the other side. What you can tell me is about, you know, your happiness and your wellness and your book. I got the book onto my desk and I flicked through it and it was great. Lovely quotes and all that sort of thing. And tomorrow week is International Happiness Day, started by the UN.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right. It was started back in 2012 by the UN.
Yeah. Yeah. So what will happen on International Happiness Day?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely up to each nation to do whatever they like, be it big or small. But what I like about this is that it's actually putting happiness forward as part of a goal. You know, it used to be with governments and governing bodies. It used to be all about the economy growing and all of that. And at last, I think people are looking towards the importance of the well-being of the citizens of a country. Mm. So you can do anything big or small, but just do something.
I have a problem with happiness, and I tell you why.
Oh, no,
it's an aspirational thing, and people get disappointed when they don't achieve what their notion of happiness is.
Yeah,
and it's oversold to people. And I think maybe how about a gratitude day instead? International Gratitude Day.
We do that in
we do that
Happy
as well.
Place
right,
on
okay,
the Facebook
right,
thing. We do it on Friday.
Oh,
on Friday,
right, okay.
I just posted it. Yeah,
there you go, man.
You see, I know you, listen, Raimondo, I know you have an interest in all of this. So don't be giving me that anti-happiness crap now, because I'm not going with it.
I'm not
Come into BB's Happy Place and I'll sort you out.
I'm not anti-happiness. You know what I'm saying.
No.
That maybe your aspirations are too high. And if you aspire to something,
don't set the bar.
Happiness.
Don't set the bar too high.
Right. Okay. What's happiness for you then? We'll start there. How about that? That's better.
Yeah, well, happiness has to be good health. And thank God I'm okay on that. I'm not like you and Brendan. I don't go out running. Oh, my God. And like a lot of people, I have gained a bit of weight. And I tried to lose the damn thing the last month and it hasn't worked.
Okay.
So that's the thing I have to tackle now. But the happiness comes from, in particular, just a few points quickly.
Yeah.
Acceptance.
Okay.
What acceptance means is that you accept the things that are going on around you. You don't try to fight against them and fight to the bitter end. You go into a more gentle mode of being. being. And the gratitude one is also very important. And the third and last one I'd say is living in the present moment.
Okay.
So many people get rattled by thinking about past hurts or maybe wondering what the hell's going to happen to us with COVID next year. Just live. And if you do that, live in the now, you'll find loads of maybe small but significant things that will add to your general well-being and your happiness.
Okay. Bebe Baskin, will you give me a really sound, practical tip for living in the now? Like, I understand it at an intellectual level, but actually doing it I find particularly difficult.
Yeah, I know all this SH has talked about meditation, but it really is a very, very, I mean, it's got a very ancient history and it's very good. And that's what brings you into the now.
Uh-huh.
I guide you in this happy place through a meditation. So you have to listen to my voice and I teach you the breathing as well.
Right.
And when your thoughts run off, because that's the problem you're having, Ray, I will bring them back with my voice to the here and now. And then we do walking meditations as well, because a lot of people are walking nowadays. And we have one coming up next week, how to wind down in the evening meditation. And a real short one, 3 minutes. If your concentration is bad, and you're suggesting yours is, there's a 3-minuter in there led by me.
Well, here's a question for you.
Before
I let you go, Bebe Baskin, is meditation for everybody? You know, does it suit everybody?
I think it can be.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think it can be. But if you have this mad mental mind that, you know, is like the monkey mind is called, jumping from X, Y, and Z, you probably think you can't do it. You not only can do it, but you need to do it. And finally, the fella said once, you know, oh, I'm too busy. I can't give 10 minutes a day to meditation. And the answer is, man, you sound like you need an hour of meditation, not 10 minutes.
Right, Bebe Baskin's happy place.
It's
there, and you can go. You'll find it on the internet. It's not Bebe Baskin's. It's Bebe's happy place. .ie. So we look forward to International Happiness, Contentness, Gratitude Day, which is tomorrow week. Bebe, mind yourself. Stay safe. Great talking to you.
Thanks a million, Ray. Bye.
Bye.